Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good to be together with you. Yeah, Lord, we thank you for this day. So good to be together with all of you. Thank you for coming out today on this Palm Sunday. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people. This is what he says, Isaiah 49. To restore the land, to reassign its desolate inheritances, and to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. I'm going to say that again. This is what the Lord says, Isaiah 49:8. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. When is the time of his favor, everyone? Right now. Right now is the time of his favor. We can expect answer. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. What's the day of his salvation for us? Now, the day of his salvation is coming to an end here. The door is closing. But today is the day of salvation, today. I will help you. I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people, you and me, us weak people, just failures in our own right. He makes us to be a covenant for the people to do what? To restore the land. We're co-opting this from the nation of Israel here. To restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances. To say to the captives, come out. Everybody say that with me. Come out. Say it one more time. Come out to the captives, those who are held in captivity that do not need to be held in captivity. Amen? The captives that are held there do not have to be held there because one who holds the keys has provided a way out. Say his name, everybody. Jesus holds the keys. The captives can come free. And to say to those in darkness, be free. Let's say that together. Be free. One more time. To those in darkness, be free. So we say to the captives, come out. And we say to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger or thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat down on them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. So this is what we're going to do. Today, we're going to take an opportunity. I want you to think of those who are in captivity right now. The first people that come to your mind, friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, the captives held captive by addiction, by unforgiveness, bitterness, whatever it is, captive to sin. And we're going to pray that they come out of their captivity. And then those who are living in darkness, think of them for a moment by name. Those who are stumbling and have no idea why they're stumbling because they live in darkness. And those who their eyes have been so accustomed to the darkness that the light makes them want to run away. The light scares them, lest their deeds would be exposed. And we're going to pray over them to be free. There's a song. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. I'm going to ask Jason if you'd cue that up for us. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain. So to those who are in captivity, we want to pray that they come out. To those who are in darkness, we want to pray that they would be free. Jesus says, my house will be a house of what? Prayer. And so we're going to practice that today. So stand up if you would with me. As this song plays here, we're going to pray for those by name in captivity, those in darkness, to be free and to come out. And so if you would, look around you, gather together in groups of threes and fours, and I'd like everybody just to pray for those to be free, who Jesus has made a way to be free. So gather together if you would. Let's lift them up by name here this morning. Isaiah 49, if you want to pray that. Isaiah 49. Yes, Lord. So we pray, Father, for your light to shine forth from us as we're just vessels of clay. We're just weak. But Lord, your power within us, we're asking that it would shine forth. I'm asking that you would give us, each one of us, the words to say to those who we just prayed for. And I pray the love that you have for them would come forth through us, and we would see the captive set free in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen. May it be. We got the word of God behind us on that. So he's going to do it. Today is the day of salvation.